Adjusted for world price, cotton prices are at their highest since 2012. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the factors that caused this rise.
We've seen a strong demand for U.S. exports, particularly for both the 17-18 crop year and the 18-19 crop year. We've also seen a record level of open interest, so there's been a lot of speculative buying. A couple other factors are also a concern about the crop in India. We think there's going to be less cotton acreage and production in India this year. There's also been a slight concern over weather conditions in the main cotton-producing region of China. We also think that later this year, China could start importing more again as they start working through the reserves, so that could lead to even stronger demand for U.S. exports.
And when it comes to domestic production?
So there's definitely still some concern about the Texas crop, whether there'll be enough moisture to get the crop up this year. Another concern has been Hurricane Alberta in the southeast, and the concern of some potential flooding rains in the southeast of Florida, Alabama, Georgia areas. Outside of that, there's several other factors, of course. We've got really strong demand right now. And for U.S. cotton, we've had strong export sales for both the 2017-18 crop year, which is the current crop year, and then the 2018-19 crop year.